Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. Today is World Red Cross and Red Crescent Day, a time to recognize the staff and volunteers who traverse their communities, their countries, and the globe to alleviate human suffering. 1 in 25 people in the world is helped by the Red Cross or Red Crescent each year. Often putting their lives at risk, teams deliver aid in line with 7 fundamental principles: humanity, impartiality, neutrality, independence, voluntary service, unity, and universality. The Berlin Carnival der Kulturen, or Carnival of Cultures, will be considerably more expensive than planned this year, according to Culture Senator Klaus Lederer. He said that the additional costs would probably exceed 100,000 euros. According to the state budget, 830,000 euros have been earmarked for the 4-day party on Pentecost weekend. According to the Cultural Administration, the reason for the cost increase is that police recommend a more comprehensive security concept. The Carnival der Kulturen takes place from the 18th to the 21st of May. The highlight is the street parade on Sunday. According to the Daily Tagesspiegel, right-wing extremists committed more crimes in Berlin in 2017 than in the previous 10 years. The police registered a total of 1,942 cases of politically motivated crime on the right. In 2016, there were 1,779 cases. In 2015, there were 1,686. The current number, which could increase due to late submissions, can be found in the reply by Secretary of the Interior Torsten Achmann to a written question by June Tomiak, who sits in the House of Representatives for the Greens. Tomiak is spokeswoman for her group on youth policy and strategies against right-wing extremism. The district most affected by right-wing crime in 2017 was Tempelhof-Schöneberg, which is considered particularly liberal. Police reported 420 crimes, only 5 of which were violent. This is followed by the districts Mitte, Pankow, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Lichtenberg, and Neukölln. Reinickendorf is the least charged with 58 right-wing crimes, but 8 of them were violent. Tempelhof-Schöneberg occupies the top position with the most cases of hate crime, 311, primarily referring to offenses with a racist or anti-Semitic background. The increase in total right-wing crimes has already become apparent in the district in recent years. In 2016, the police registered 259 cases. In 2015, there were 218. The Senate School Administration has dismissed primary school teacher Nikolai N., accused of incitement to hatred, with immediate and extraordinary notice, as confirmed by the spokesman of the administration, Thorsten Mette, on Sunday in the Berliner Zeitung. Accordingly, the staff council had not objected to the dismissal. The teacher who last taught sports, music, and English as an employee at Vineta Primary School in Gesundbrunnen had himself reported the termination on Twitter over the weekend. Mr. N., who has been suspended from duty since January, operates a YouTube channel on which he disseminates right-wing radical conspiracy theories and allows Holocaust deniers to have their say. Berlin is becoming more expensive for tenants. By 2017, only 1 in 10 apartments with a net rent of less than 7 euros per square meter was offered, as announced by Investitionsbank Berlin on Monday. The average offer rent was 10 euros and 15 cents per square meter, 1 euro higher than a year earlier and well above the rent index of 6 euros and 39 cents. Building Senator Katrin Lomscher explained at the presentation of the housing market report that the challenges are not getting any smaller and that the constantly rising rents on offer make it clear how important it is to regulate existing rents in addition to new construction. Rents in Pankow, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, and Mitte are above average. Because many city dwellers are moving across the city border due to rising rents, multifamily houses are increasingly being built there instead of single-family homes. According to the report, the population of the 50 surrounding communities grew by 5.6% between 2012 and 2016, almost as much as in Berlin. Around 27,000 new apartments were built in the outskirts during the same period, the focus being on Potsdam, Falkensee, Königs Wusterhausen, and Teltow. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.